Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCEW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Mary Sheehan, an independent living advocate with SAIL, Southeast Independent Living. Thanks for being here, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. I guess we maybe had a similar interview about a year ago, which you reminded me of, and that's because we're here to talk about a program that happens continuously, but we just had Veterans Day, so I think maybe veterans are on people's minds a little bit more. And we're here to talk about a program run through SAIL for veterans called VOICE. And I was wondering if you could tell us what that stands for and what it is.
Yeah. So SAIL runs the VOICE program, which stands for Veterans Options for Independence, Choice, and Empowerment. And it's a collaboration with SAIL and the VA. It is a program that allows veterans to age in place and hire people that they already know and trust to be their personal care attendants. The veteran becomes the employer, and they can hire whomever they'd like as an employee. It could be a neighbor, a family member, a loved one, and they are given a budget from the VA to pay those employees.
Okay, great. So interesting concept, and also very cool to allow people to age in place is a wonderful idea. I'd like to dig in a little bit more to what exactly this means to age in place. How does a veteran know that this program might be for them? What sort of situation are they in where they're like, oh, this could help me?
Yeah, so there's two eligibility requirements for the VOICE program. The first one is that the veteran is enrolled in VA healthcare, and the second one is that they require a nursing home level of care, but I'll get into both of those a little bit more. If the veteran doesn't know if they're enrolled in VA healthcare or not, if they're unsure, you can reach out to me, and I have a contact at the VA that we can reach out, send an email, and just find out pretty quickly. And if the veteran is not enrolled in VA healthcare but would like to be, I also have some contacts at Search that we could get you in touch with to see if you could be enrolled if you're eligible. And if you are already enrolled in VA healthcare, the next part of that is requiring a nursing home level of care. And that is determined with an assessment that would be completed with your doctor that goes through activities of daily living, like eating, showering, bathing, getting up and getting out, those sorts of activities. If you require hands-on care, if somebody needs to be putting their hands on your body to give care to you, that is sort of the metric of how eligible you might be for the VOICE program.
Okay, great. And you said that this would be assessed by your own doctor. I imagine for this program that doctor has to be like a VA-approved doctor. Can you tell us about that piece?
Yes. So the VA does require a VA-approved doctor to be completing this VA form and assessment, but Search, the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center here in Search, is a VA-approved facility.
Perfect. So if you are a listener in Sitka, that's pretty convenient. This program is actually open to everyone in Southeast Alaska, correct?
Yes. SAIL has offices in Juneau, Haines, Sitka, and Ketchikan, but we serve veterans all across Southeast. We serve people with disabilities and seniors all across Southeast. But for the VOICE program, we have 29 veterans enrolled. We have veterans in Juneau, Haines, Sitka, Ketchikan, as well as across Prince of Wales. We have veterans in Metlakatla. We have veterans in Petersburg. So if you are listening from somewhere outside of those places or you know of somebody, definitely still reach out because we still want to get you connected to the VOICE program.
And you could help someone even remote from Sitka to kind of access a VA doctor to kind of do the assessment. You can help with that very beginning step.
Yeah.
And so I'll ask you for it a couple times, but let's give your phone number out right now so listeners can jot that down.
Yes. My phone number is 888-487-1029.
And if someone prefers email, how they could reach you with what email address?
msheehan@sailinc.org. msheehan@sailinc.org.
Perfect. Okay, great. And I'll give you a chance to share those again in case a listener was writing that down and didn't quite get it all down. So the first step is to sort of find out you perceive that you need help, physical help in your home to sort of be doing your daily activities. You are a veteran, but maybe you're not sure if you're enrolled in VA healthcare. Reach out to Mary. You, Mary, can help someone find out if they are or begin the process of getting enrolled.
Yes.
Okay. And then the next step would be setting up an assessment with a VA approved doctor to assess the care level that the person needs. And then what happens after that?
So that assessment is then sent to the VA up in Anchorage, and they will review the assessment, and based on the answers, you'll be either approved or not approved, and if approved, allowed a budget, a monthly budget, which is between $900 to around $2,000 to $3,000, depending on how much care you require. And once you're given that number, that's kind of where I step in. I will look over the budget with you. You can figure out who you want to hire, and we can look at how many hours you want to hire that person, how much you want to pay them per hour, and we'll just make sure that it fits within your budget and your care, and you would designate how much they're paid and what care they're doing for you.
Okay. And I want to talk a little bit more about this hiring your own, you know, your employee, which is super cool. So tell me, I mean, that means you could hire, say you have a spouse that you live with, you could actually hire your partner to be the person who does your caregiving.
Yes. The wonderful thing about the VOICE program, and more broadly known as the VDC program, Veteran Directed Care, is that it is directed by the veteran. The veteran is in control of who is providing that care for them. And most times with the veterans that we are working with, it is a family member, a neighbor, somebody that they already know. And you can choose to hire them. They don't have any certain requirements that need to be done. They don't have to have a CNA or any sort of medical specific background. You can just choose who you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. Okay. That's very cool. So once the person is enrolled, they work through their budget with you, they hire their employee, and then kind of what does it look like from there once they start receiving this care and the person is working for the veteran? How are people getting paid? What happens now?
Yes. So the employees will submit their timesheets every other week, and they are paid every other week through a third party finance
organization.
Yeah. So somebody else will be sending those paychecks. And I will be checking in every month. The veteran is keeping an eye on their budget to make sure that they don't overspend, because the budget is allowed for every year. And so you just don't want to run out by the end of the year. But that is also my job, is to keep an eye on those numbers, keep an eye on the budget. And I will be checking in with each family once a month. And then quarterly, I'll be doing an in-home visit just to see the veteran, see the employees, and see how everyone's doing.
Okay. And then at the end of the year, if the veteran wants to stay in the program, is there anything they have to do?
There is a reassessment every year. So the initial assessment that is completed with a doctor, that same one will be completed at the end of the year just to check in on how much care the veteran is needing. Oftentimes it remains the same or increases. So that is an annual assessment to be done, but there's no additional paperwork. Once you are signed up as an employee, as an employer, you're set, and you'll do that annual assessment. I'll check in with you, and you'll continue to be on the program as long as you'd like.
Okay. I mean, I think what I really love about what you're telling us is that paperwork is cumbersome and overwhelming. And I think a lot of medical institutions are known for serious paperwork. The VA is probably one of those, but they have you as a support for the whole thing. So you'll help people navigate that paperwork. And then kind of once they've done it once, it won't be something that they have to revisit.
Yes, it's definitely quite a bit of paperwork at the beginning, but I am there to walk through it. I've done it with multiple veterans now. So we can work through all of the paperwork. But once you're hired, and you don't have to reapply. You just complete the assessment with your doctor annually, and then you're set.
Okay, wonderful. Well, if there are listeners out there who are curious about this, wonder if it's right for them, let's give them your contact information one more time.
Yeah, my phone number is 888-487-1029, and my email is msheehan@sailinc.org. msheehan@sailinc.org.
Great. And for people who are in Sitka, they can also swing by your offices. And where are those?
Yes, we are at 514 Lake Street, across from Swan Lake, just up the ramp.
Okay, great. And I guess just in a moment here, we have just a few seconds, really. I do want to take a moment to just touch on, this is one program that SAIL offers. So if people are interested in connecting with SAIL, they could reach out to you via those contact ways that you've given and stop by the office. What might people be coming to SAIL for?
Yeah, SAIL has a myriad of programs, and our mission is to support personal independence in the community, and we do that in many different ways. We have One of my coworkers is an employment specialist. She works with the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation and the Job Center on finding employment for people. One of my coworkers works on recreation. We have our senior hiking club every Thursday and our adventure club group that meets every Tuesday for adults with disabilities, and anyone is welcome to join. We have somebody working on aging and disability resource connection and developmental disability resource connection for navigating Medicaid waivers, not enrolling in Medicaid, but navigating the waivers for personal care services for those. And for anyone in the community who is a senior or experiences a disability and has a goal that they want to achieve, we are here to be advocates, to be support, to help you achieve those goals.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. Okay, well, I have been speaking with a SAIL independent living advocate, Mary Sheehan. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and chatting about the VOICE program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW.